I like the Smoky Mountains in the springtime. It's fun to walk along those peaks so tall. And upstate New York is nice in the summer, and Michigan is beautiful in the fall. It's pretty out west in the winter time. At night you can hear the coyotes call. There's no place I've ever been I desire to go again. Oh, Swanee, I love you most of all. I love your high banks and your jet black water, your crooked as a snake, peaceful as a placid lake, winding down from Georgia's Okefenokee through Florida's cotton land, where the mighty pines and live oaks stand. You're the pride of the Confederacy, Swanee.
Thank you, Marty.
We've been privileged to meet and get to know and call a friend, I think, Florida's foremost painter of Florida. His name is Guy LaBrie. He's from Hollywood at present, although he hopes to move closer this way. And he's an old cracker like us. And primarily, Guy paints Seminole Indians. The painting of his that moved us the most is called Yatloji, or Black Warriors. It's a painting of some of the black soldiers who fought with the Seminoles during the Seminole Wars. I hope that tomorrow at the Florida Songs Swap workshop, y'all will take the opportunity to come and see some more of Guy's works. This is the painting that moved us so deeply. And, of course, Frank wrote a song about it. It's called Yatloji.
Alive.
A little oiling in that.
Yatloji was her Seminole name, Yatloji. They had no claim to fame, but they died side by side with the Seminole brave. And there was no one to put flowers on the grave of these black warriors. Not a sound around, save the whippoorwill calling, bringing on the dawning day. Down the fire's burning bright to take away the chill of night, while three men lay on the ground, one was listening for the dread bloodhound of Zachary Taylor and his men. Yatloji, what's your Seminole name? Yatloji. They had no claim to fame, but they died side by side with the Seminole brave. And there was no one to put flowers on the grave of these black warriors. Some runaway slaves who valued freedom more than life. But that man. made no difference to the white soldiers who hunted them down in the fastness of the Seminoles' hunting ground. Yatlo G, was her Seminole name, Yatlo G. They had no claim to fame, but they died side by side with the Seminole brave, and there was no one to put flowers on the grave of these black warriors. Yatlo G, black warriors.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a friend from down in around the Winter Haven area who plays classical music. We were lucky enough to have her record with us.
We're trying to break
album.
Her of that. She's my very best friend, and her name is Ann Satterfield. This is her first appearance at the Florida Folk Festival, and I hope y'all will welcome her.
Ann Satterfield. A song about our endangered wildlife.
The heartland of Florida was once a feeding ground, and millions of animals were there to be found. Along the river's bank, the very picture of health. Now the rivers lie polluted, man must have his will. As you're speeding down our interstates, just think of all we've lost. Think of all the animals that have no place to crawl. I don't believe God in heaven could approve of this plan. So Lord, if you're listening, would you lend a helping hand? What's happened to the limpkin with his mournful cry? What's happened to the sandhill crane, the panther and the bear? They're headed for extinction, doesn't anybody care? Wildlife's domain. Soon there'll be no animals, and then will man feel shame? Or will he learn a lesson and heed the warning sign? Extinction lasts forever, will man be next in line? Where are the manatee? Where does eagle fly? What's happened to the limpkin with his mournful cry? What's happened to the sandhill crane, the panther and the bear? They're headed for extinction, doesn't anybody care? They're headed for extinction, doesn't anybody care?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. During the Civil War, John Dickinson was a guerrilla fighter who roamed over a 9-county area of northeast Florida. Dickinson never had more than a couple of hundred men in his command.
And he never fought more than less than a couple thousand Yankees at a time either.
He was so feared and respected by the Union forces that they called him Old Dixie. In that 9-county portion of Florida, they called Dixie's Land. This song is the story of one of Dickinson's many victories, but it was probably the saddest victory that Dickinson ever won. Miss Bolden, by the way, inspired this song a couple of years ago.
Sure.
Old Dixie is what the Yankees call this man, and his portion of Florida
they call Dixie's land. The Yankees were invading with about 4,000 men. They occupied Palatka, soon destruction would begin. The destruction of Florida, they cut off Lee's supply. Those Florida crackers in a barren land to die. Florida lay defenseless, her Confederate troops were gone. But a few sandhill farmers could fight for their home. They were riding those good horses, supplies and arms were short. They were led by John Dickinson, who was dreaded by the North. And old Dixie's what the Yankees call his man, and his portion of Florida they call Dixie's land. The contestants met in battle, fight was hot and fast. Then it seemed that victory was Dickie's sons at last. But just before the Yankees ran along, Rider fell. A volley of Yankee lead sent him to his last farewell. And old Dixie is what the Yankees call his man, and his portion of Florida they call Dixie's land. John Dickinson's oldest son was his only casualty. Granddaddy fought in the Battle of Olustee over here, and the only major Civil War battle fought within the boundaries of Florida. He went on up north to fight with General Lee in Virginia. He was wounded up there. He had 9 children when he left a place called Belmore over in Clay County, Florida, to go into the Army. Of course, in modern times, a man that had 9 kids wouldn't be going away to fight in the war, but it wasn't so back then. This is a brand new song just wrote last week. We're going to try to do it. It's about my granddaddy. As I dream tonight of my home in Florida, I know my family misses me. As his train boats along through the hills of Virginia, it's those flatwoods upon my lone sea. I can still smell the smoke of battle, and I know we fought a good fight at a place called Cold Harbor, Virginia, where many good men gave their life. But I guess for me this war is over. A Yankee mini ball sent me home. Lord, I miss my wife and children. It seems like years that I've been gone. As I dream tonight of my home down in Florida, I know my family misses me. As his train pokes along through the hills of Virginia, it's those flatwoods of home I long to see. My great-granddaddy William Thomas was one of the many wounded Confederate soldiers on the train that night headed home. But he never made it. He developed lockjaw and died on the train. left a legacy that will live on and on in the hearts and in the minds of those who remember the Confederate soldier and in the descendants of his nine children, many of whom still live in Clay County, his beloved Florida home. As I dreamed,
wish I was a knight of my home. Times there are Florida, I know.
As his train
folks along
to the hills of Virginia,
frosty morning,
it's those
look
glad
look away,
ones
look
home
away,
along
Dixieland.
The sea. It's those glad words of home I long to see. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed it.
Oh, that was great. Really great. And they are truly Florida crackers. And don't forget to go up to the information booth there and look over the fair, the books, the records, and buy Frank's brand new record called Cracker Nights. I'm not going to take time right this minute to talk about crackers. But you be thinking about how we got to be called crackers. We have a very exciting lady. Her name is Yaya Radhakrishnan, and she's from Dade City. She's from India, and she's a traditional singer who performs classical and popular Indian vocal music. She accompanies herself on a harmonium, a small portable organ-like instrument, with her son, Raja. Let's welcome Jaya and her son, Raja, from Dade City. Isn't she lovely? Our mic movers are our unsung heroes and heroines. Let's give them a hand.
The song I'm going to sing now, it's a common folk song in India, written in Hindi. And this song has been written about 500 years ago.
Guru Kripa. Bina kajo dekhte na hi. हम बिना कछ देखत नाही राम बिना कछ देखत नाही गुरु कृपा जन पायो मेरे भाई कहते कबीरा अनुभव नीक कहते कबीर 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 कहते कबीरा कहते कबीरा अनुभव नीक कहते कबीरा अनुभव नीक जहाँ देखे वहाँ राम शरीक कहते कबीरा अनुभव नीक जहाँ देखे वहाँ राम शरीक गुरु कृपा जन पायो मेरे भाई राम बिना कछ देखत नाही गुरु कृपा जन पायो मेरे भाई
unique, beautiful. And now her daughter Neela is coming to dance for us, and her father Dr. Yadakrishnan is coming to explain the dance to us. Let's welcome lovely little Neela.
Good evening, friends. The dance which my daughter Neela is going to do is a very common folk dance in India, and it regards about a legend about 5,000 years ago. There was a huge snake in a village, in a river, and everybody was afraid of this snake, and it was polluting the water. See, pollution was there 5,000 years ago. And so the villagers don't know what to do. So there was a very courageous little boy. One late afternoon, he went and jumped in the river and fought with the snake. And the snake, you know, spread his hood. So the boy stood on the hood and began dancing. And he danced till the snake, you know, accepted defeat. And he banished the snake to a very far-off country, and the legend says that probably the snake is round in Suwannee River area. So this is a very common folk dance in India, especially done by very young girls, and the language probably not, you know, if you know the language, you can appreciate, but we thought that probably you may be able to appreciate what she does, even though you may not be able to follow the song. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope this is on, yeah. It's my pleasure right now to introduce young man from Live Oak, which is just down the road from here. And I'd like to call to the stage right now Eugene Reddish. And Eugene is accompanied tonight by Ken Britton. Let's put your hands together and welcome these two. Eugene's going to play some five-string banjo for you, bluegrass style. He's been playing for 3 years. And one of the men that he learned from is Ken Britton, who's going to play with him tonight. Welcome now to the Florida Folk Festival for the first time, Eugene Reddish from Live Oak, Florida.
Thank you. The first song I'm going to do is called John Hardy.